Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints, men and women of God. We just thank God for this day. I hope everybody had a prosperous week. It's truly been a blessing for me. I thank God for it. I hope that everyone that's on the line is ready to hear the word of God, participate, if you will. First of all, let's just give God some glory by praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this great opportunity to come together and lift up your name. Praying, Father, that ears and eyes are open to hear and see the word of God and to receive it in their hearts. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for all things, giving all glory and honor to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight we want to go to Matthew chapter 15. Okay, Saints, we're back again. Sorry about the delay. We had a little issue there, but we're back on. Praise God. As we left off earlier, we had prayed and I want to go into our subject. We're talking about defile tonight. We're gonna go from Matthew 15. We're gonna start at Matthew chapter 15. And 11, and this is just something the Lord has been sharing with me throughout the week. So I want to share it with you all. And anyone have any comments or anything that they want to say or something that the Lord has shared with them on this same subject, you're welcome to chime in. I want to leave enough room for somebody else to have a word. Amen. So let's go to Matthew chapter 15. It said, Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem. And let's describe the scribes. Let's see who they were, and then we'll move forward with that. Scribes, they had the knowledge of the law and could draft legal documents. That's what they were. They was copyists, and they did contracts for marriages, divorce, loans, inheritance, mortgage, and the sale of land and everything like that. Pharisees, on the other hand, Pharisees were an influential religious sect within Judaism in the time of Christ and the early church. They were known for their emphasis on personal piety. The word Pharisee comes from a Hebrew word meaning separated. Their acceptance of oral tradition in addition to the written law and their teaching that all Jews should observe all 600 plus laws in the Torah, including the rituals concerning ceremonial purification. So they had been added. Okay, and the Pharisees, as I was saying, the Pharisees, they were mostly middle-class businessmen, leaders of the synagogues. They were a minority in the Sanhedrin, and they held a minority number of positions as priests. They seemed to control the decision-making of the Sanhedrin because they had popular support among the people. Pharisees also wanted to add their traditions to God's word, which was forbidden in Deuteronomy 4:2, which says, "We shall not add unto the word which I have commanded you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." So the Pharisees, they wanted to add tradition to God's law, which was forbidden. But this is what they wanted to do. They tried to mix their traditions with the law of God. Amen. So, and make it equal to God's law. Okay, and so we'll see that a little bit more as we read Matthew 15. Okay, it says in verse 2, it says, "Why do the disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered, Jesus answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandments of God by your traditions? So God is asking them a question now. He said, "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father and mother, let him die to death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments of God of none effect by your traditions." So what they wanted to do is they made a vow saying, "Well, we will give to God," and then that way they wouldn't have to take care of their parents. And God God wanted them to take care of their parents. You honor your father and your mother first. Amen. So they said, well, we can't give it to y'all because we already made a vow to the church. So this is what God said in his word. He said, you hypocrites, well, did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and not that which goes into the mouth defiling man, but that which comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that these Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Amen. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever enter in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the drought? But these things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed the evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. So the Lord was allowing them to know, because they wanted to keep this tradition going. And they telling God, why your disciples don't wash their hands when they eat? And God said, you don't even keep the commandments of God. Amen? So let's look at this word defile, which he's already laid it out for us in verse 19. But what does defile mean? Defile means to spoil, to impair, to profane, to violate. You know, these are some of the things that people do with their mouth. Impair. Well, let's look at spoil. Spoil means to diminish or destroy the value or quality of, okay? Impair, weaken or damage something, especially a human faculty or function. Right. Profane, to treat something sacred with irreverence or disrespect. Violate means to break or fail to comply with a rule or formal agreement. So these are the things that defile man, what comes out of our mouth. That's why we have to come before God asking him, Lord, cleanse us, help us. We need help, because all of us, everyone in this earth, on this earth, have said something and did some word, deed, and action. Not against ourselves only, but against other people. And we need to come clean and begin to ask God to help us. Pray and ask God to help us, to cleanse us. Because when we do that, we spoil ourselves, you know, impair, profane, and violate. Okay? So that's the reason some of us are sick, because of some of the things that come out of our mouth. Our heart is troubled. Amen? We have heart trouble because now we have spoiled or profaned or impaired. Amen? Weaken or damage something, especially the human faculty or function. So when you impair something, it causes you to be weakened. So that's why we need to pray and should pray, because a lot of people are suffering because of the things come out of their mouth. All the profane things people say, all of us have said it, probably done it. So we have to ask the Lord for forgiveness and ask the Lord to clean us in that area, whatever area that is causing you to be dirty. That's the area that we have to ask God to cleanse us. And sometimes we may not even know. You hear people saying and doing things, and they've been saying and doing these things all their life. But guess what? It's only breaking your faculties down. It's only breaking them down, weakening your body, okay? That's what these things are doing. When you're saying things, when we're doing things, it is weakening our bodies, our eyes, our minds, our ears, whatever. We have to ask God for a cleansing, even in the areas that we don't know that are being weakened by the spoil or the impairment or the profane, or the things that we have violated ourselves with that come out of our mouth. And that's why the Bible, that's why he told him, he said, do you not yet understand that whatsoever goeth enters in at the mouth, goes into the belly, and it comes out in the dry. So whatever, that's why he says, not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him, is what comes out. Because whatever we eat or drink, it's going to go through your body. It's coming out. Amen? But when you start speaking things, ugly things, or profane things, things in general, we got to be very careful. I know one young man told me, he said, you know what? He said, my mother told me if I didn't have anything good to say, don't say nothing. You're preserving yourself. You're preserving your body. Preserving ourselves. And we have to ask the Lord, teach us how to speak. Like Job, teach us how to speak, what to say, when to say it, how to say it. Cleanse us from these profane things, these things that spoil our members. Amen? Impair our members. Our members are impaired, making us weak, and we wonder why we have heart trouble, stomach trouble, kidney, this and that, because those things that you have said and done have it has impaired us. So we got to go to God and ask God to clean us up, because there are some dirty areas in our lives, because what comes out of the heart is what defiles a man. So those things, we have to pray and ask God to help us, to cleanse us, amen? And for the Bible says, for out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, even evil thoughts, murderers, things going on there in the earth, adultery, and we see that a lot, fornication, we see it a lot, theft, we see it a lot. When you turn on your TV, we see this, false witness. We hear that, and we witness some of those things. Blasphemers. The Bible said these are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. And people right now today, and they want to add their traditions in to God's word. And we can't add tradition in. We just cannot add tradition in. We got to be more respectful of the word of God. I know I can attest to things being said and done. And we all have to ask God, Lord, clean me in this area. And that's why David himself asked the Lord, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. Because sometimes our heart, you know, the things that come out of our mouth. The Bible says in James 3, it said, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Good God Almighty, a world of iniquity, world of sin. Just your tongue alone. That thing needs to be stripped. It needs to be cleansed. So is the tongue among our members that it defiles the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. On fire of hell. Now that's really, really bad. I know myself, I have to ask God, Lord, help me. And that I mean, help me. Because this, he said, you can't tame this little thing. This tongue, you can't tame it. They tame animals, all kinds of animals. But this tongue, the Bible said, is unruly. It's unruly. This tongue is an unruly thing. And so that's why we have to come to God asking him to cleanse us. Cleanse us. Amen? We need a cleaning. Our tongue needs to be cleansed from saying things that are not right. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about someone else, and we can say things to our, you know, about ourselves, our family members, or what have you. But it needs to be a cleansing in the tongue. We want to stay healthy in the name of Jesus. But the Bible says when we defile ourselves, we impair ourselves. And impairment means to weaken or damage something, especially a human faculty or function. So sometimes when our faculties are out of order, it is because of our mouth. What comes out of the mouth? The Bible said life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what comes out of our mouth is what defiles us. And I'm asking the Lord to clean my mouth up right now in the name of Jesus. Amen? My heart, clean. I'm like David, creating me a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within me. I want all my faculties to be working properly and in order in the name of Jesus. I want them all to be working properly. So to be able to do that, we got to learn to keep our tongue. We got to ask God for that help. All of us, not just me, all of us got to ask God for that help. Okay? And again, the Bible says, and the tongue is a fire. A fire. Just think about, they say California is on fire right now. Just think about that fire. A tongue, the tongue is a fire. Good God Almighty, a fire? Wow. I mean, it can destroy so much. I mean, just our tongue can destroy so much by what comes out of our mouth. I'm asking the Lord, I'm like Peter, wash me, Lord, cleanse me. I don't want things to come out of my mouth that keep defiling me. I don't want to be in this area. We're going to make some mistakes, some errors or whatever, but I don't want my mouth to continue saying things and doing things, starting a fire in the name of Jesus. I don't want it to start a fire. Amen? If it starts a fire, let it be a good fire. Okay? It said the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. Good God. World of iniquity. All of us need to ask God for that cleansing of our mouth. You know, we don't want to worship the Lord with our mouth and our hearts are far away from him. Amen? We don't want to do that. So we're praying and asking God tonight to cleanse us in those areas. And a lot of times, that's why a lot of people have heart trouble and their limbs are not operating properly. It's because of what comes out of your mouth. Amen? Because the Bible says them here again, but those things which proceeded out of the mouth of man, out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Amen. It defiles a man. It defiles a man. And I love what Jesus told him. He said, "Do you not yet understand that whatsoever entering in at the mouth goes into the belly and it casts out into a drop?" Because the Bible tells us it, a man that believeth in him can eat anything deadly poison and it will not harm him. So he already letting us know that it won't harm you. But it's what comes out of our mouth that destroys us. This little member in our mouth is a fire. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. I mean, good God Almighty. I mean, if we can just watch, even on the news, when they get up there and begin to speak, you see all this stuff. They can say it here in Texas, and it can go around the world. It goes around the world. It can set a fire. Excuse me. It can set a fire. So the tongue, among our members, the Bible said, that it defiles the whole body. The tongue defiles the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So, and James compares the damage that a tongue can do to a raging fire. He compares it to a raging fire. I mean, that's how he compared a tongue. James compared it to a raging fire. A raging fire. Amen? We can look at that in James James chapter 3 and 6, we can look at what he says about it. He said, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It's among our members, along with the arms, the legs, and the sense, that it defiles the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of bird and of serpent and of things in the sea is tamed and had been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Now that's something to think about. Our tongue is full of deadly poison. Deadly poison. That's how James describes it. Deadly poison. Deadly poison. So I want us to, what I want us to do is begin to pray and ask the Lord to fill us with the fruit of the Spirit. And we denounce everything that is not like God. We denounce this profane tongue, amen, when it starts to profane and when it starts to spoil and impair, amen. We come against that in the name of Jesus, this tongue that literally defiles us, you know. We come against that. It is so important that we pray and ask God to cleanse us. It's so important. Because this little tongue can set a fire that can't be put out, okay? Nobody can put it out but God. Nobody can tame the tongue but God. So we don't want to continue to worship the Lord with our mouths and our hearts to fall away from him. We don't want to continue to do that. And so we just want to thank God, give God the glory for allowing us to come forth with this very... this very scripture tonight, because it's so important. And in Hebrews 9:9-14, it talks about cleansing us, cleansing out even our conscience from dead works. We don't want all that dead stuff entering in into our conscience, into our mind. We don't want all that stuff. And excuse me. And so I don't know if anyone else is on the line. Is anyone there? Can anyone hear me? Said our mouth can cause a delay in our receiving. Sometimes our mouth can cause us a delay in receiving the things that we ask God for because of what comes out of our mouth. So tonight we're just going to ask God to forgive us first of all. We're going to ask for forgiveness. We're going to ask God to lead and guide us. Let his word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. And may he continue to bless each and every one of us. We pray and ask the Lord for a cleansing in the name of Jesus to cleanse our heart so we can serve him properly. We can serve him more. We can give him praise and honor. We can give him the admiration that he deserves. So we just pray and ask the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ to cleanse us, that we may continue to move forward and submit to him and to do his perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can you hear it now?
Okay, Doctor? I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, I don't know what it is. I merged you in with me, and now you can hear me and I can hear you.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna have a person come back to you because when I dial in and I put you in, I can hear you now, even though we got to do. See, it's KESK radio station.
Uh-huh.
And as me as a host. So I can call somebody in. That's why I got two number. You can call in because you were going to be there. And all of a sudden, I know something. But the other night when the 20 people's on there, because we just had 30 seconds of 30 minutes of prayer. But everybody was on the line. So I got that high power telephone. So I'm going to find out tomorrow what's going on because I don't like this here.
Yeah. What kind of phone you got?
I got a OL. Oh boy. It's one of the one it costs $1,000. I bought it from AT&T.
Okay, well, see, mine costs about that much too, and I got an iPhone 10.
Okay, this is Samsung. Samsung.
You got Samsung. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, see, mine is iPhone 10. I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, tomorrow I'm gonna find out because I'm gonna take it back up to the phone company to find out why they can read it. See, now I got you on my cell phone that we're talking, and we can hear each other on the phone.
Right.
Mhm.
Right. Yeah, but nobody. I mean, because wasn't nobody on the line. Well, I could hear them if they were.
Well, now that I got you, let me call you. I'm gonna call you. Yeah. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you back and talk to you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.